well, if it ain't your old pal Jer. We are back, Bills fans, fans of the game, fans of the first week of football, baby. We are back. If you thought we quit, you know you ain't it. We're back. It's Blue Mafia Season 3, like we never left. We're back in your building, in your background. Maybe we're on your telly. Maybe we're in your headphones at the gymnasium. Maybe we're in your Bluetooth speaker out at the camp. You're just listening to hear what Jerry's got to say. There's a lot of talkers. I'm an advocate. There's a lot of Bills talk. We talk football here. We talk Bills because we're Bills fans. The flutes. But I'm excited. I got a new ring light. The old ring light was really dangling by a thread last year. But we're back stronger than ever. I hope you're feeling stronger than ever. And if you're here, thanks. Love ya. We got a lot to talk about. We're sticking with the same rhythm as last year. I was thinking about doing something different. I thought, no, we run the system here. We got five things for you to look for opening night against the Jets. And then on the backside, as you know or as you may or may not know, we got the implications. Yeah, the top five quarterback matchups of the week are back, baby. And you may wonder, what does it mean, the implication? We're going to tell you. If you don't know, it's the top five quarterback matchups with huge implications right on the other side. Bills, Jets, Air Raj takes the cape to Gotham to take on the general, Josh Allen, with a lot of weird stuff that happened this offseason. A lot of rumors. We're not going to address them, but we want to. But we're not going to, out of respect for the general. A lot of weird stuff, though. And to be frank, I'm a little concerned with a little bit of trust between the teammates, especially the quarterback and wide receiver. They look like they've got a chip on their shoulders, which they should. I just hope it's not against each other. But a lot of good news. We're going to talk a little bit of the new weaponry. We're going to give you a preview, obviously, of the Jets and what you need to be scared of or not scared of. That's up to you. But when you're prepared, you're not scared, baby. And that's what we're here to do, is prepare you so you ain't going to be scared on Monday night when you're staying up too late and having a late night coffee like I did last night, but still didn't make it up to see the end of the Goff Master taking down Patty Mahomes, which was interesting to see. Very interesting to see. But we're going to talk Monday night. By the way, we just got a classic Flyers basketball shirt on today, but there's always a purpose. Maryville Flyers 2-0. Big win last night. Big win. They look pretty good. I haven't watched them play yet, but the stats don't lie. Shout out Flyers. Now, let's get into the game. I am so sick of hearing two words. Aaron Rodgers. I'm so sick of hearing those two words. Can't we just get a different name every once in a while? Just call him one or the other? Why is it always got to be Aaron Rodgers? When Aaron Rodgers does it, Aaron Rodgers, and this is when you got Aaron Rodgers now. Look, he can toss the Duke. I respect. Respect Aaron Rodgers. But I am not sold on the Super Bowl for the Jets. They have a lot of weaponry. We're going to talk about that weaponry. But ultimately, the reason why I'm not forecasting Aaron Rodgers to make it to the end of the year, and this is subject to the new rules and protecting who he is, which wouldn't be surprising if the NFL protects him with bubble wrap to try and get him to that Super Bowl in the big market. I'm so sick of hearing the big market. You can stream these games from the Swiss Alps. There's no more such things as big market. You know it's a big market? Saudi Arabia. But he moves from Green Bay to New York, as you've heard, 14,000 times. But when it comes to football, him and Hackett have it. They have the relationship. They have the trust. He's obviously already Alfred Sella, who I'm not sold on either. But the reason I'm not sold on Aaron Rodgers is he's got a twice broken clavicle, collarbone. And he is an older man, and he is working out a lot, and he looks thick and healthy. But it gets cold, and one or two linemen go down or don't perform well. He's going to take a couple licks, and he's going to get sour. He gets upset when he gets hit. And as you know, here at Blue Mafia, we're all about the contact. Real big fan of the rookie linebacker, Dorian. I like the way that he constantly brings contact. I'll be looking for him, even in spell duty. Everybody says that Dorian Williams backing up Matt Milano is a bad pick. I don't think that he's just going to play a weak side linebacker. I think they're going to use Dorian Williams all over the field. I personally think that he can play practically a strong safety, middle linebacker, weak side linebacker, edge rush. I'm just letting that guy fly around, because if you watch him in pursuit, he's fun to me. But we'll see. Terrell Dotson getting the start. I'm sorry. Terrell Bernard, not to be confused with Tyrell Dotson. Bernard gets the start. We'll see. I'm sure they're all going to play. I don't think that the Bills defense is going to rely on the linebacker. Not many defenses really do anymore. But when it comes down to Aaron Rodgers, I think if you get pressure on him, you can make his night not fun. If he's in the game, at the end of the game, he can always make plays. But he can't make plays with a shattered clavicle. And that's why I'm hoping that the Bills get to him physically, early, and often. And that will be how they win the game. Now, in terms of how they may not win the game in reality, because we're not just sorry Bills fans that don't understand or question reality, the weaponry is strong for the Jets. Garrett Wilson is definitely looking good, and he is definitely looking very good with Aaron Rodgers. I personally am a huge fan of Breece Hall, running back, Iowa State. Bad knee injury last year, but they said it was pretty clean, so he's back, and I would not be surprised if he's on the field that quickly. He's got to be ready to go, and I wouldn't be surprised if he makes a difference. I don't know how much Dalvin Cook is going to play a role. I can't even believe he's on the team. It's still kind of hard to believe that he's on the team and they're opening up against each other, the Cook brothers. I'm sure that's going to be slammed in our faces at some point. Maybe not. Maybe they won't even notice. Maybe it'll be too much about Aaron Rodgers. But they have three good running backs. with Michael Carter as well. A lot of weapons. Alan Lazard comes. He's familiar. The whole offense is practically what Air Raj wants. But the question marks are on the offensive line. As far as the Bills go, I've got some concerns, as I mentioned. But Stephon Diggs has certainly said all of the right things. And he has sort of surprised me with his consistency of what he is saying and how he is saying it. He seems like he's committed. He seems like he wants to win. And I don't know who reached him or got to him, but he seems like he's genuinely trying to be a leader and maybe has worked on some of his communication techniques and is maybe actually serving as that leader. But the new wide receivers, Trent Sherfield, Deontay Hardy, and obviously Khalil Shakir, I'm kind of looking forward to see what they do. I think Sherfield is the type of tough, gritty football player that plays well in Buffalo cold. And I think that he's going to make a difference. And as far as the Kincaid kid goes, I'm pretty sold. I saw a couple of series of him getting matched up one-on-one. And it's going to be tough to guard him. He's got a very, very good basketball sense. He's got that power forward, finding open space, getting guys on his hip, giving them a little head fake here and there, just one step. That's all he needs. And if Allen and him can get on the same page, it's going to open up Stephon Diggs. It's going to give Gabe Davis a little bit of a break in terms of the criticism. And I think Dalton Kincaid makes a big difference sooner rather than later. I think he's immediately impactful. And if he's not out there for 40 to 50% of the snaps minimally, you're going to hear about it here on Blue Mafia. The power run, number four. The fact that Bean once again filled a lot of these holes, understated, but Damian Harris won't necessarily need to be the master running back. He wasn't necessarily the master running back in New England, but he still got hurt. I'm hoping he doesn't get hurt soon. Quickly, obviously, but while he is on the field, for as long as he's on the field, I think he's going to provide a nice, strong power aspect that has still a little bit of speed. And then Latavius Murray is a dude that I've always loved. He is old school football. He is Natron Means Business, but he is the size of Cam Chancellor coming downhill. I love Latavius Murray. And the thought of Latavius Murray, Damian Harris, James Cook, and Josh Allen, you should be able to execute and practically win a game without throwing the ball with that kind of offensive talent in the backfield. James Cook obviously is looking like he is maturing into an incredible weapon, and I think he, once again, for as long as he's on the field, these guys get injured. Everyone talks about player safety, but you know me, or if you don't, I don't agree necessarily with these player safety rules, and guys get hurt often. I personally think it's from not doing enough contact. I think there's some science there. Ask the scientists. Number five here, the Hellhounds to look out for on defense. These are going to be the guys each week that I give you that when you look out there and you're watching a game and you're having some nachos and you're having some pizza slices and you're having a little bit of taco salad, you can know who's going to possibly fuck up your day. You can know who's going to possibly make you want to scream and or shout. And not the good shout. CJ Mosley, number 57. Great, great old school linebacker. He's going to be everywhere. He's going to wreck the game probably once with some kind of a turnover or tip ball or big third down play. He's a great player, and I believe he got hurt versus Buffalo last year or shortly before. And Josh Allen has benefited from playing without him on the field, but when he is on the field, he's one of those guys that seems to give the general problems. John Franklin Myers, number 91. You may remember John Franklin from Last Chance U, but this is not him. This is a big, scary defensive lineman along with Quinnen Williams. Obviously, you'll hear his name quite a bit as well. And another big, big run stopper. So those are a couple guys up front that you're going to hear the sauce. You're going to hear about sauce. We all know about sauce. But those are some of the guys up front that I have a lot of respect for and that I feel are going to be a challenge for some of that run game that we were talking about that I'm looking forward to seeing, but also could be disappointed against a defense like the Jets. And then obviously there's sauce on the back end. But Peter Schrager, who's someone I have learned to have a lot of respect for, he calls it like he sees it, and he does a lot of research. And Tony Allen, number 22, is somebody I'm going to be watching because I personally don't know a lot about him, but he spoke a lot about him recently, and he's someone who may make a big play because Sauce is obviously going to be matched up with Stephon Diggs, and it's going to be difficult for Allen and Diggs to not get egotistical and try and take shots just because it's against Sauce, and that can go really, really badly, especially in a primetime game, especially under the lights in New York. You don't want to give Sauce and or the rest of this Jets defense and Aaron Rodgers any opportunities because they will seize them. The offense, the defense, if you make a mistake, this Jets team is mature now. They have one of the oldest field generals and best all time, as we all know. He's a great thrower of the football, but he's a pretty damn good leader. And at this point of his career, I think he's really matured into something special for the game. And I think, once again, if the Bills give the Jets opportunities through turnovers or mistakes or blown assignments, even dropped interceptions, if they don't capitalize on those types of things, they're going to lose. It's that simple. They need to be tight. They need to punch the Jets in the face. And I think with Shawnee Mack around, we're going to see some flying around on defense. I think we're going to see some action up there. I'm hoping that Sean McDermott accepts this challenge that he has presented himself with, because I do admire him as a leader and a man, and I think he'll do well with this. But I don't know how well he'll do if the question marks arise without Leslie Frazier on the sideline. But I'm excited. You know, you can get my pick ahead of the game. I'll probably post it Sunday, because Monday we'll be working, baby. You know, we do this for the love of the game. We're shooting out of Friday night lights. But I'll give you my pregame dump prediction at BlueMFA.com. On the other side, we got the top five quarterback matchups of the week. Let's go. We'll be right back. It's the implications. It's the implications. It's the top five quarterback matchups around the NFL. Let's get right to it. Number one. This guy was on a one-year suspension from Blue Mafia because he was a deviant. But prior to his dirty little secret, he was an outstanding football player. And I have a feeling he's going to return to at least a version of that, though he is in the Great Lakes region. This guy didn't make one implications last year because he was suspended from the real league, and then in his last six games, he was suspended from Blue Mafia. Deshaun Watson will be at home against the pretty boy that is Joe Burrow. And I know Joe Burrow is good. I know Ja'Marr Chase is good. I know their team is good. But I've had enough about Joe Burrow. I'm sick of him. His little calf injury that made everyone be like, he gets his big contract. Let's see if we hear about the calf again. But in reality, the calf is a question mark. And if he is banged up, that's going to really put a damper on Bengals fans. But I don't think he is that banged up. But this rivalry between Cleveland and Cincy is pretty heated. And Ja'Marr Chase had some interesting comments that Myles Garrett said he did not like and that he might have to talk to him after the game. So we'll be looking at that one. We'll pick all five of these at the end for your Blue Mafia Pearly of the Week. Number two, a team that hasn't gotten much attention, other than negative attention because Mike Evans is not getting paid. Baker Mayfield, football player from Texas, walked on several times, walks on again to a Tampa Bay team with a Super Bowl roster and a 10-cent coach. Taking on Kirk, who is beloved, I'll be honest, I watched the quarterback series and I definitely like Kirk Cousins more than I did before. I actually just have a new respect for the way he plays. It makes sense. I did play quarterback, D3 level. The way that Kirk Cousins prepares makes sense why he's still out there. If every quarterback prepared the way that he prepares, they would have a longer stint in the league. It's a lot of mental. I feel as though the best ones, they can get by on physicality for a while, but eventually they need to figure out the game of chess. And Kirk Cousins figured that out a long time ago, probably before he was even considered good. But that's going to be a good matchup. And all five of these have implications because, though, despite it is week one, these games matter. And the first one was a divisional AFC North, and this one is NFC. But those two teams, you never know. I really think that Baker has a special, special talent if he can get to a point where he's rocking and rolling. But until he gets in the zone and is feeling it, he's going to really struggle because he is legitimately just a 6-foot dude who is not that big and can't see over the line. And if there's not trust with the team and with Mike Evans complaining, it doesn't look great. But Chris Godwin, I mean, he's one of the most underrated players in the league, in my opinion. That one's going to be good. Number three, a classic matchup. Two guys drafted right in front of the other. Tua, who has been training his brainin'. He has been rolling, doing the jujitsu. I hope Tua doesn't ever get a concussion again. I really do. But he's probably going to. Unfortunate. Herbie Hancock, just hopefully his hands don't do that thing ever again. That was scary. I'll be honest. That was scary. The Hamlin thing really took the stage, but let's not forget about the Tua fingers. But he really clenched that fist and came back at Ryan. Ryan from the Steelers. He really came back at that guy, and I was happy about it. Good for Tua. Taking on Herbie Ryan Clark, that was. See? Told you. Hope Tua doesn't have any more concussions. Herbie Hancock. Now, Herbie Hancock was the largest contract prior to Joe Burrow, who has not really done anything in the playoffs. And you know me here, or maybe you don't, but I don't know if Herbie's got the spark. I don't know if he's got the fire. I know he can win a game on a Thursday night versus a 6-9 Raiders team with half the stadium out. But I don't know if Herbie's got it. But he doesn't really have many more excuses. And Kellen Moore is there now, and I think that that is really going to benefit him, because Kellen Moore, he was a hell of a quarterback. People need to talk about how good of a quarterback Kellen Moore was. He's an outstanding coordinator, and I think he helps Herbie a lot. They got that rookie receiver, Quinton Williams, I believe. But TCU kid, another big body for him to chuck it up. Number four, you might be surprised by this one, but it's another implications. Implications means playoffs. Playoff implications. You hear it. They say it. We say it. It's the implications. Fields at Love. Two young quarterbacks with a lot to prove and not much to lose, because they have pressure on them. But in this game, it's like, what do you got to lose, guys? Couple kids out there, play the game that you love. And there's not anybody behind them, so it's not like they're going to get pulled, and there's no big bad veteran over Love's shoulder, and Fields didn't get traded away for the first pick with the first pick. That one's going to be fun. There's no more Rodgers. I'm going to be interested to see how the rivalry goes in terms of passion for the fans, but I really think that the Packers fans are like Buffalo, and despite the fact they've always had Hall of Fame quarterbacks seemingly, I do think that they're going to really, you know, get behind this kid, the quarterback, and Fields as well. And number five, another one that may surprise you. I got Russ versus Jimmy, baby. Two old heads once again in a new place. But Jimmy wins. And Jimmy leads. And Jimmy is... he's just got to be one of the oddest quarterback stories that has ever been told. Small town kid or small college kid ends up playing for the Patriots, goes and makes a Super Bowl for the 49ers. Now he's in Vegas. And he's starting again. And I think he's going to do fine. If Derek Carr could do what he did there, I think that Jimmy G is going to be doing well until he gets hurt. And then Russell Wilson. I thought it was so funny to hear Sean Payton say his quote about what's with all the kissing babies? So glad, because that was, I think, something that was really holding Russell Wilson back, is whoever's around him and whoever's making him the way he is. He needs to come out of that shell and just play some football and love his life. But that one's going to be good. So let's pick him and get you out of here so you can go enjoy your day. Watson, Burrow, it's in Cleveland. I got to still go with Burrow. Baker at Kirk. Got to go Vikings because it's in Minnie. Tua at Herbie. That one's going to be tough. I don't know if that's a shootout or a defensive battle. I think because of the West Coast, I got to go Herbie. And then Fields at Love. I think the home field there. It's the first week. The home crowd's going to be wild. I got Love. And then Russ, Jimmy in Denver. Let's go, Russ. No, we're going Raiders. Because Coach McDaniel has a bone to pick with Denver, and the Raiders show out. Russ looks terrible. Jimmy looks like Jimmy. So that's Burrow, Herbie, Kirk, Love, and Jimmy. That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday, like we do every week here at Blue Mafia. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good week.